Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Word of God requires God's children to be different from the people of the world. Worldly people participate in activities which are forbidden to Christians, such as premarital sex, adultery, homosexuality, drunkenness, and such like. Paul demanded of Christians, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Romans 12:2. The same apostle commanded Christians, "Wherefore come out from among them, and be separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves of all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." 2 Corinthians 6, 17 through 7:1. According to Paul, Christians are to mortify or kill their members which are upon the earth: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Colossians 3:5. The word uncleanness is a generic term for various kinds of ungodly behavior. The New Testament uses the word 10 times, but never in a context where it is precisely defined. But in studying the Bible, we can discover the areas of life where God demands cleanliness. Uncleanness can refer to keeping filth from our minds. The Bible lays great stress on keeping our minds pure. Paul listed truth, honesty, justice, loveliness, virtue, praiseworthiness, and honor, and then added, "Think on these things." Philippians 4:8. And why should Christians think on these very important qualities? Our thoughts determine how we behave. If we think about the good and the beautiful, our lives will reflect these ideas. If we think on the ugly and the violent, we tend to reflect those attitudes and behaviors. Solomon wrote, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Proverbs 23:4. In the words of the late Dr. Richard Weaver, "Ideas have consequences." Our society seems to major in promoting the sleazy, the vulgar, and the immoral. Many television programs adopt moral values which are similar to those of barnyard animals. The sins of the flesh are glorified as if they had no influence on men's and women's conduct. Pornography on the internet, in books and magazines, and in other avenues are readily available to virtually everyone in our society, including very young children and teenagers. Is anyone so ignorant or naive to believe these kinds of entertainment have no results in young people's lives? Do not children mimic what they see on television and in the movies? When one has lived in immorality, what can he do to become clean? Jesus told his disciples, "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." John 15:3. When people in the Christian era hear the word of the Lord, believe it with all their hearts, repent of their sins, confess their faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and are baptized into Christ, their old sins are washed away. They are made free from their sins and become the servants of righteousness. Romans 6:18. After they become members of the body of Christ, they are to continue to walk in the light that they may have the continual cleansing of their sins. 1 John 1:7. Paul does not use any form of the word cleanliness in the following verses, but who can doubt his meaning? "For you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Thank you very much. May God bless you.